Yes. We've made contact with everybody. Everybody is, you know, obviously accounted for, you know, obviously dealing with different issues. Every individual is dealing with some different things, but we're on top of that and in touch with them.
Bill, just, I know you touched on the heroic things you've seen. Just as you see what's happening in the city, as you watch these images unfold, what's kind of your reaction to all of this?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough not to be there, you know. We have players that are dealing with, you know, water in their homes. We have, you know, three coaches that are in neighborhoods that where there's mandatory evacuations, a couple coaches that are in neighborhoods where there's voluntary evacuations, players the same thing. We're trying to do the best we can to keep everybody together. We have an incredible group of players. you know, just a great group of guys that care about each other, great leadership. Obviously, I talked about JJ doing what he's doing. We just have a great core group of leaders on this team. And I want to say this, too. I want to give our operations people a lot of credit. Rick Smith, Doug West, you know, for having to change plans, get to where we need to get to, change buses, change hotels. We're changing hotels now. We're going to a different hotel. I think that people don't realize what goes into all the things that happen in these situations. So giving everybody a lot of credit here. We've tried to first and foremost keep them updated, make sure that if there's anything we can do to help with their families back in Houston, that's the first deal. You know, nothing is more important than family. We've tried to accommodate them as best we can. And then, you know, look, John, you know, we at the end of the day, football goes on. 31 other teams are working to get to the same goal we're working to get to. So we're trying to concentrate on football. We're preparing for the Dallas game. We're preparing for Jacksonville. So, but we're making sure that our players have time to you know, be in contact with their families.
Is that hard to focus on that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you know, I'll just speak for myself. You know, I have my wife and two sons at home, and thankfully their neighborhood's not quite as bad flood-wise as other neighborhoods, but it's still there. And, you know, so it's not easy. But I think as professionals are supposed to make hard things look easy, and this is a hard thing. And so we need to focus on football when it's football time. But, you know, the rest of the day we're going to focus on being in contact with our families. Yeah, I give a lot of credit to the players. Again, you know, we give them breaks during the day. You know, we meet, we get some of our meeting done. We're pretty efficient with our meetings. We've got a great coaching staff. Like I said, we've got an excellent group of players that really understand what it means to be a pro. And then we give them time during the day to make contact with their families, make contact with people back in Houston. I think that's the best way to do it, is segment the day and try to make sure that you give your players and your coaches time to contact families.
How many players are in Houston still?
You know, there's probably about 10.
Is there any, do you try and get them up here? Is there any way to get them
no.
up here to join you guys?
No, absolutely impossible.
Did any of the players ask to go home to be with their
family? No, no.
You talked about the game, Bill.
That would be impossible. The roads are, nobody's asked, but the roads are, you can't travel the roads, so it's impossible.
It's obviously an exhibition game and meaningless, and the even more meaningless than what's going on in Houston. Would you like to see the game canceled? Do you?
Yeah, I don't. I'll be honest with you. I don't have an opinion on that. Those decisions are made by Mr. McNair, Mr. Jones, and Commissioner Goodell. All I do is when they tell us where the game is, we get ready to play the game. If there's no game, there's no game. So I would just tell you that that's above my pay grade.
Bill, what are some keys to? You still have a job to do. You still have to get ready for the season. It's still an important week.
Yeah.
What are some keys to for you and your staff and your players to do that job while being concerned with what's happening in Houston?
Yeah, I think you have to really do a good job of organizing your time and budgeting your time and making sure that that guys understand, look, when we have this 30-minute football meeting or 60-minute football meeting, we got to be focused on football. I thought our practice today was excellent. You know, we divided the team up a little bit. We worked on Jacksonville. We worked on Dallas. And I thought our guys brought great focus. Again, I give credit to the leadership on this team. We've got a really great group of guys. I've said that all along. I can't wait to come to work every day. And in a situation like that, it really pays off when you have a great group of guys, excellent coaching staff, and then, like I said, the people surrounding the football team that are doing all these things behind the scenes. It's not easy to focus, but it makes your job a lot easier.
Does this
deadline to make a decision on the game? I mean,
that's above my pay grade. That's a question for people above me.
Does this situation bring your team together?
You know, we'll see. I think so. You know, I think what it does, like I said in my statement, I would tell you that it brings us together for the city of Houston. You know, we're going to play for the city of Houston. You know, we realize how important football is in the city of Houston. We realize how bad the people in Houston want a winning football team, and we feel like maybe if we can go out there and win some ball games and play the way we know we're capable of playing, maybe that lifts some people's spirits here, you know, as they recover from this, you know, tough disaster.
Thank you.